در جستجوی گم شده ها.
About 2 months ago, we aired a message from a young lady, Shakila Atai, who said,
I'm Shakila Atai, calling from Canada. In 1999, when the Taliban attacked Herat, we lost our father. I'm living with my mother and sibling in Canada now. I'm asking you humbly to record my voice.
We aired this message in September and October in our program almost 10 times. Recently, we received a message from Mr. Habibullah Atai, who claimed to be Shakila's father. It said,
I am Habibullah, and after an incident in 1999, during the Taliban rule, I was arrested. After their collapse, I couldn't find my family. In August, I heard my daughter Shakila's voice from Radio Azadi, in which she was looking for me. I request you to give my telephone number to my family.
After this, we contacted Shakila, and the result was fortunately positive. The missing father and searching daughter spoke to each other after a long time through Radio Azadi.
اولین بار در امواج رادیو آزادی با همدیگر صحبت کردند. توجه نمایید به جریان صحبتشان.
الو سلام.
Hi father.
سلام شکیلا جان.
سلام شکیلا my daughter. How are you?
اوه اصلا باور کردنی نیست.
Oh, unbelievable. I can hear you.
I
can talk to you.
After all these years, I can't believe I heard your voice. Thank God we could find each other.
Is everybody okay?
Yeah, everyone is okay.
What have you gone through? What problems?
Oh, that's a lot. I can tell you over the phone. You can imagine.
Tell us, Shakila, when did you lose your father?
We were in Herat in 1999 when the Taliban attacked Herat and arrested men and young boys. We lost our father at that time. We went to Iran and started searching for him and asking everyone about him, but there was no trace of him. My last try was Radio Azadi.
Mr. Atai, you can tell us your story.
It was the end of the second month of 1999 when an uprising against the Taliban took place in Herat, during which the Taliban arrested about 7 men and hung them on electric bell line in intersections. I was among the arrested ones and remained in jail until the Taliban government collapsed.
On Eid, we also contacted Mrs. Atai, the mother of Shakila, who is living with her 6 children in Canada. Mr. Atai, her husband, is in Mashhad, Iran, working there and making trips to Afghanistan.
Atai در مشهد ایران مشغول کار بوده و به افغانستان رفت آمد دارند.
Amina jan, Mrs. Amina, did you hear Mr. Atai's voice? Why don't you say hello to him?
Salam alaik.
Salam.
Hi, my wife. How are you? Salam. Are you okay? Don't cry. Why are you crying? Don't cry. Thank God you are alive with your kids.
Congratulations. This is indeed a happy moment now that you talked to your husband after years.